Good morning. It is a Wednesday morning, and that means Jeff Wilkin, longtime reporter from the Daily Gazette, joins us. Good morning, Jeff.
And good morning to you, Dave.
Of course, this is the 18th anniversary of the September 11th, 2001 terror attacks. For us in New York, it was a tragic, unbelievable day to watch the planes hit the World Trade Center towers and then to see those towers collapse and nearly 3,000 people died between there and Pennsylvania and Washington, D.C. and the Pentagon. All sorts of national remembrances going on, and there are some in our region.
Yes, Dave, we're going to be covering those for tomorrow's paper. I'll be over at Notre Dame Bishop Gibbons High School later on this morning. The students there are going to be planting 3,000 miniature flags on the front lawn as a way to remember 9/11 attacks. It's kind of interesting because these kids, well, I think just about all of them, were not even alive when this 9/11 attacks unfolded. So this is something that it's going to be kind of a neat story, and we're going to get their insight and perspectives as to why they're doing this. There's also an event over at the Water's Edge Lighthouse in Glenville tonight. It's an annual event. There's going to be some speeches and some honoring. They've got two pieces of twisted steel from the World Trade Center on display there, Dave. And I was there the other night, and boy, every time you see those two pieces of steel, you say, boy, you look back to this day, 9/11.
We go now to another story in the paper today. St. Clair's Pension Group has filed a lawsuit.
St. Clair's hospital employees on Tuesday filed a lawsuit against the Roman Catholic Diocese of Albany and St. Clair's Corporation over the handling of their pension fund. This has been in the news for, boy, over a year now. Lawsuit filed in the state Supreme Court. It's the latest turn in this fight the pensioners have waged against St. Clair's Corporation, who announced it would not be able to pay out pensions as originally promised. A little more than 1,100 former St. Clair's employees are affected.
Finally, now, Saratoga has sworn in a new police chief.
For Saratoga Springs, Shane Crooks was sworn in Tuesday as the new police chief. Crooks is the permanent successor to Greg Veach, who retired as chief in May. He's the 21st chief for the department, which was established in 1887, and today has 73 officers.
Jeff Wilkin, longtime reporter for the Daily Gazette, joining us, and you can read more at dailygazette.com. Jeff, thanks.
Thank you, Dave.